Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to your show, Destination Health. I'm your host, Kim Cockapam. I'm a member of the Let's Trust team, and thanks so much for being here today and joining together to say our health is important. Being healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it, and I hope you know you are worth it always. And we're not just talking about how you eat or how you move your body. We're talking about you. Your whole you. Your goal is to be working and living to be our best selves. And that's not just in the reactive mode, like if we're sick or we have bad health, but that's, I mean, lots of that's where we start. So we start where we start. So we're going to work to get there, and we're going to do the hard work to stay there. And we're going to do this together. So I hope you know you are not alone. We're venturing on this road for the first time, if you are. Or you've been at this thing called Healthy Living a long time. We welcome you. We have so much to share with each other. So we're going to get moving. Lisa is working with me today. So remember, we're doing a couple things. We're taking your questions, okay? And if you have something to share, a success story, especially today, because we're talking about the things you might have done that took courage or things you want to do that takes courage, okay? So so press one, okay? You can get there talking to Lisa. I've got a little mix-up on my setup here, so I'll have to share with you in just a little bit. But so I want you to look back and think, you know, how has your week been? Just reflect on it a minute. You know, what is it, something that you're proud of? Always find something you're proud of. We usually always find things that we wish we would have done better or that we didn't do. But first, go with the things that you're proud of. Let yourself do that first. What have you learned? What is something you've learned? Especially if you're on the road, you listen to audiobooks. Is there something cool you learned that you want to share? And, you know, always, what are you grateful for? Do that daily. But, you know, looking back over your week, and is there somebody special that, you know, pops into your head right away that you want to call and give a thank you to or drop a note off to? So, first of all, before we get started, when I think about that, I want to give a huge shout-out to two of the Truck and Runners. That's from the Truck and Runners Facebook page. You guys, if you're on Facebook, whether you are a runner or a walker or you want to be a runner or a walker or just want to get motivated and see what other drivers are doing out there while they're on the road, go like their Facebook page. It's a wonderful, wonderful Facebook page. But two of the Truck and Runners, Stephen Smith, he was actually part of the Ford Truck and the Masters team that did the relay for the Vol State 500K relay. That was the end of April. So 500K, you guys, is 314 miles. That was a relay. This past week was solo. These people, and I need to look out there and see how many people completed it, but two of the Truck and Runners completed it. Stephen Smith, he was fourth overall, and he finished in 4 days, 20 hours, 3 minutes, and Sherry Meadow, she's done multiple of these. I think both of them have, and I apologize, I don't know the numbers, but she stuck with it 7 days, 12 hours, 18 seconds, I'm sorry. Looking at my numbers, and I'm not used to seeing them laid out that way. And it just blows my mind, the tenacity, the determination, the commitment. And, I mean, this is all night, too. And talk about being brave and having courage. Even think that that's something that you could do. So give a huge shout-out to this. There are two fellow truckers that do this, you know, do this while they're on the road, and they work this into their, you know, and their loads and their time out there, and they made it happen. And we're going to include Bill Baker, who was actually a host on the show a while ago, a Truck and Runner. He crewed for them out there, which is just as challenging, I'll tell you. So, but anyways, I was reflecting today on that, like how fast time goes and how fast things change. And last week, when I was chatting with you, I was actually standing at my breakfast bar in an empty house as all of our belongings, 21 years in that house, were loaded onto a fellow Let's Truck member's truck, Stephen Myers with ARPIN, and headed south. You know, now 1 week later, here I'm sitting in our new home, actually on the floor in our new home because our stuff gets here tomorrow. I told Steve, I said, I need to go meet our neighbors and let them know that the biggest tractor trailer they have ever seen in their life is going to be coming down our street and parked quite possibly in front of a couple of their driveways, hopefully not for long, but we want to just make sure we're not banned from any neighborhood picnics coming up, so give them a little heads up. So we're excited, and you know, it doesn't seem real, I'm still a little numb about it sometimes, but it's such a great opportunity, not only for my husband and his job, but all of us as a family. We're moving forward with faith on this one, and with that, you know, there comes a peace that we're going to be okay. But it's a hard move. You know, change can be, growing can be, and that's the only way we're going to, you know, grow is pushing forward. We're leaving three kids came with us. Three kids are back in Akron, and our fellow truck team member Brittany is my daughter is in St. Louis. So that's the hardest, and I know so many of you understand because you're on the road sometimes for months away from loved ones, and you know I look at you guys and say, where does your courage come from? You know, where do you get it? Because you inspire me, and I look to you to say, you know, they're doing it, and I pull something from that. So. You know, I know my kids and my husband, through my courage, they help me be brave through all this, too, and really everyone I'm surrounded with, extended family, friends, fellow Let's Truck team members in all areas. So isn't it interesting how others around us see more strength in us than we do sometimes? I am so sorry, you guys. Hang on there. I actually had to mute you in this whole move and that. I actually came down with a terrible cold and cough, so... there's a little pause. It means I've gone off to have a coughing attack. So, hang in there with me. Oh, my goodness. So, anyways, this is the question I asked you guys last week. What would you do if you knew you would not fail? Think about it. And hang on to that. That is so important. And you know, when you think about that, is it something that you believe in that you could do? Or do you wonder where you're going to get to live up the courage, the bravery to do that? So, you know, and again, I'm reiterating some of the stuff that we talked about last week because it was such a huge show. So know that we are not necessarily born brave. Bravery is something that we grow over time by our life experiences by going through that fire. And I want you to think about what you thought of right then and ask the questions, you know, what would you do? And hang on to that and do it. You can practice being brave by acting on that, on what your heart said to you at that time, and just say no excuses no matter what. Put your dukes up, we say, and find a way. So real quick, I want to throw another quote at you and see if you know who said this. It said, I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work. I know you've probably heard it before. So that was actually Thomas Edison who invented our light bulb, as well as 1,093 other patents. And when you think about that, where would we be right now if you gave up when you failed? You know, the first time, the 100th time, the 1,000th time. Isn't that crazy? Did you know that Steven Spielberg also was rejected from USC Film School not once but twice? That billionaire and the founder of Virgin Group, which comprises of over 400 companies, Richard Branson, is dyslexic and did terrible in school. Michael Jordan, he was rejected by his high school basketball team. And Brittany would love this one. Lisa Kudrow was a cast on Frasier, but was actually cut, only to be cast later in the wildly successful show Friends. And, oh my goodness, you guys. Sorry. Oh, I didn't want to let you guys down and not do the show today. But, oh, my goodness, my coffee. And I just want to say this is my favorite. We're going to bring you guys on to chat and share your stuff. So one of my favorites, Dr. Zeus, his first children's book was refused by 27 publishers. So who cannot imagine having Green Eggs and Ham around or his book, Oh, the Places You Go. So I just want to think about that because I think it's always inspiring to see other people that they have done it too, and you look at them and say, if they did it, so can I. Or how did they do it? And then we go find a way. So if you guys don't mind, I want to get to you guys and chat with you because you have some pretty exciting things to share. And thank you again for bearing with me here. But we are going to head to, I'm so excited to bring on Scott. We got to chat a little bit. Hey, Scott, I see you're in Nebraska today.
Yes, Lincoln, Nebraska, and it's very, very hot.
Is it? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. How long have you been out this time?
On the road?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Let me see. I'm going on a month and a half.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I bought my own truck, so I'm kind of, I run a lot to get the payments paid off.
Uh-huh. Well, good for you. Well, that's a courage, didn't it, getting your own truck? What was that like?
Yeah. Well, at first it was kind of scary, but the more I listened to Kevin, the easier everything got.
Oh, good for you. Searching out ways. And that's what it is, isn't it? Surrounding ourselves with people that, because we don't always know. We don't know what we don't know until, you know, you get around people that are doing the same thing or that know and listen and learn. So congratulations.
Yes, but I learned a lot from him.
You have some exciting news to share with us today. Tell us, share with people just how these past few weeks have been for you.
It's been a life change. I started a couple weeks ago when I talked to you on the show, and you said that you would help me, and you definitely did. You gave me your, you got through to me, and I got a list of stuff that you gave me to start eating with, and had a change in my life for the better. And I'll tell you, it definitely has done a big improvement. And just like, you know, the other day, I had a set of airlines that went bad. So, of course, you know, Kevin says do the hard work. So, you know, I thought, oh, man, I don't think I'm going to be able to do this because, you know, prior to that, I was so heavy and the sugar was just killing my body so bad that I couldn't even stand more than a couple of minutes. So for me to be able to get out of the truck, tear the airlines apart, put everything back together, and it took me almost about an hour and a half to do that. That was a big, big achievement for me.
Oh, my gosh. That had to feel so good. I mean, I bet it was hard, but you probably, did you notice in the middle of it, like, hey, I'm actually doing this?
Yeah, I just thought to myself, I had to stop and pause for a minute, you know, because I thought to myself, my God, I just totally changed my whole life around just by listening to, you know, Kim on the show. And you definitely, Kevin was the one that introduced you to me, or introduced you first, and then that's how I got onto your show. And then I figured, you know, it was just a point in time in my life where I just had enough. I was trapped inside of a body that didn't no longer want to live, and that's where I was at in my life. So I figured, well, let's just try it. Let's just try it. We'll listen to her, see what she has to say. And man, I'm just so glad.
Oh, and you know, I think you did it, Scott. You and I am so. You make me want to keep going more. You know, just as well, because you did the work and you did what you need to. I remember you shared with me that you did what you need to in your truck, like you set it up for success. But that commitment that you did to be open to, first of all, to call in, and second of all, to say, okay, you know, I'm gonna try what you suggest and see how it works. And I am just so proud of you and so humbled that you are letting us be a part of this with you. And we're gonna keep going.
I appreciate you guys for being there. If it wasn't for you, I don't know where I would be today. I mean, it definitely, you were a big influence on how to change things. And I did take that step. I changed everything in my truck. Mm-hmm. I don't eat in the truck stop anymore because obviously if you look at the food that I'm eating now and go to a truck stop and try to find something like that, everything's processed today. It's just so terrible for you, you know. So I basically set my truck up. I put a fridge, a nice big fridge, you know, that would fit, you know, without being too much, taking up too much room. I got me a nice little flat top for my eggs, and then I got a nice little grill for in my side box to cook my steaks and pork chops and, you know, and stuff like that.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what, you know, it took me like the week and a half. It really hit me. I mean, it really, really hit me. I thought to myself, "Oh God, what am I doing?" You know,
I
just go in the I'll just go in the truck stop and I'll have as many sweets as I want just for today, and I'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, it came to a point where I said, "No, no, no, I'm going to follow this until she told me 2 weeks, give her 2 weeks. And that's what I did. And I'll tell you what, it's the best choice that I ever made. I see my future. I see my future as being very successful.
That, you know what, and it will be. And, you know, like I said, we're going to be right here with you, the whole Let's Truck team. And, you know, because we know we'll have speed bumps and that, but we're just a phone call away, too. And just what's cool is, Scott, and I think what you're going to find, and I can't wait to see some of this, you're going to start having more and more of those successes like you just experienced that, oh, my gosh, it'll just, life will seem bigger because, like that, you're going to notice the simple little things that maybe, you know, a lot of us might even take for granted. But I hope when that happens, just pause for a moment and be real mindful like you were and be grateful for that new part of life that you're able to experience again. So share with people too, what's the biggest thing? So you equipped your tractor and then you're shopping now. What are you doing? What's a day in a week like to be ready?
Well, basically for me, a week is, you know, I get up in the morning and I make my eggs. And, you know, I usually have about 4 eggs, and then I'll throw some cheese on it. And then I always have a cup of hot tea in the morning. And then I use the heavy whipping cream as my creamer because, you know, of course, sent me the list of stuff that I needed to get. So, you know, but you just have to be creative. If you kind of get tired of certain things, you just have to be creative, you know. And I just got into this, so I'm going to actually start putting some recipes together that kind of help me out a little bit. So once I get those together, I'll share it with everybody. And
that would be wonderful.
But, yeah, it's just totally amazing how it changed my whole life. You would not believe that the simplest things, like walking from the truck to the truck stop, I would have to stop halfway in between because I didn't know I was going to make it. I didn't think I was going to make it. You know what I mean? That's how bad it was.
Wow.
I mean, it was just real bad. Now I'm parking all the way at the end of the truck stop, and I'm walking in.
That's so great.
And that's in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that, you know,
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's totally amazing how you change your eating habits and you can change your whole life. I was so depressed at times where, I would just start bawling for no reason. Because I was so depressed. You know what I mean? You feel like there's no help because you've tried every diet out there, you know. But this isn't a diet.
Yep.
It's a way of changing your life.
Yeah.
So if anybody is listening that is as heavy as I was, I mean, I was well over 530 pounds, you know. But I won't weigh myself because to me, I think it's bad luck for me to do that. That's my personal opinion. So I look at it as when the clothes fall off, that's success.
Yeah. So. And you know what? And it's the whole thing that, you know, we do tie so much to the scale when we consider we're on a diet, you know, or that. So, but you're like you just said, this is a lifestyle now. So it doesn't matter necessarily because this is just how you're going to eat now, you know? So, and, you know, then we'll just work step by step, you know, as you get to be able to do more and then add more stuff to your day. So, I'm just so happy for you, Scott, and so grateful that, like I said, you reached out. And I've been at that point, too, before where you just want to throw your arms up because you have tried so many things. And I was the same way. And you're like, I don't even know what to eat anymore. And so I encourage anybody, if they're in that way, to, you know, like I said, reach out to us. You don't have to do it on the show. You can email us. You can email me at kim@letstruck.com or give us a call, and we'll be here for you. So, Scott, so what? I want to ask you this, because you said you had a challenging week last week, and what would you have done before this? You shared a little bit about how you would have reacted before.
Whenever I used to have a bad day or something would happen, my thing would be turn to food. It was my comfort. I could climb in the, I could climb in the sleeper, get me a bunch of chicken wings and I mean, just stuff that was absolutely no good for you. And just sit there, and then I would feel so good, and then all of a sudden you would you would come down off of that, and then you would be like, you know, it just, there's, I don't know how to describe it, but there's just certain things that you find yourself able to do day to day as you, you follow the food plan and to change your life. It's just amazing. I mean, I had a point in time where, you know, I wanted to go in and do some binge eating because, you know, pressure gets to you. But you know what? I just kept it in my head. No, I'm not going to do it. I'm changing my life. I have to do this for me. It's for me, you know, because I don't want to be stuck inside that body that, that I was just stuck in 2 weeks ago. I don't want to be in that anymore, you know. So you just have a point where you have to, you have to put your foot down and say, that's it. I'm going to do it. And I, I'm so glad. I really am. I mean, things are so much better. Being able to get out and walk and enjoy, you know, the outdoors, basically, instead of being trapped inside of a truck all the time because you couldn't, you know, it was hard to move, you know. So, I mean, I used to, I was having knee problems where if I turned the wrong way, you know, it would knock me down. I wouldn't be able to walk. You know, so all that has, it's, I don't know how to describe it. It's just a miracle. But two weeks and a couple of days here, it has totally changed my whole life around. So I highly recommend it for people to just stick with it and change your life. That's for sure.
That's wonderful. And I will, I posted that on Destination Health, that audio network page, that 2 week thing from Dr. Phil Maffetone. And it is a, you know, it's the same. It's the no sugar, no grain, and good fats, moderate protein, and it's simple. And I love how you're saying you're going to start doing some recipes. And Scott, has this helped expand even like what you think is possible as far as goals you want to do that fast even?
Well, my goal is to be able to ride a bicycle.
Oh, cool!
That is my goal right now. Yeah,
I love that.
I'm just, when you get too heavy, you just can't ride a bicycle. It's like it's impossible.
Mm-hmm.
So my goal is to ride a bicycle, and when I get down to that, that'll be my accomplishment, is to ride a bicycle.
That is great. Well, and I encourage you to get on, go Facebook, the Facebook page, there's a Ride and Roll Cycling, the drivers that are cycling on the road, and maybe just even get on that, if you're on Facebook, like that page. So, again, you're around people that's going to keep you motivated for, you know, that's your goal is to do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because there's so much to see out here on the road, you know. There's there's like, you know, if you sit for a weekend somewhere, you know, and you have extra time, there's so many bike paths. I mean, you can go enjoy yourself. But when you're when you let yourself go and you get as big as I was, you can't do nothing. You know, you just end up, you're trapped. So, but now I'm starting to enjoy life all over again. I'm glad I ran into you guys. So hopefully within 6 months I'll be able to send you some more pictures and you'll go, wow. You know?
Absolutely. Well, we're sticking close, Scott. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing today, because I remember when we talked, you know, 2 weeks ago, and then, you know, we knew that you dedicated yourself to that 2 weeks, and now you came here and got to share with us how fast. And it is with that, especially the sugars and stuff, getting rid of those, you guys, our bodies are so amazing. They bounce back, and they're going to treat you good.
Yes. Thank you very much for having me on the show today.
Thanks, Scott, so much. Be safe. Have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you. Bye, hon. Okay, you guys, I'm just so beyond blown away and humbled. Isn't that so inspiring? So, Scott, keep up the great work. We're going to go now to Kansas City and talk to Cheryl. Cheryl, how are you?
Hey, Kim. I'm good. How are you?
Doing very good today. Very good. So, tell us, what are you going to share with us today?
Well, let's see. We got engaged.
What? Wait, what?
Yes.
Congratulations. That is pretty exciting.
Thank you. It's very exciting. And I was thinking about, you know, what your opener and like what I've done recently that took courage, and you know who I get courage from. And at first the thought was that just quitting my office job that was going nowhere and getting my CDL and driving a truck. I had thought about it a couple of times before, and then when I met John, he encouraged me to do it, and I was really scared. I was almost 50, and I'd known nothing but office work, and he said, you can do this, and I did it, and it was scary. I mean, every single step of the way.
Yeah.
But then, more recently, we both quit our local jobs and went back over the road because we want to buy our own truck and lease to Landstar. But we needed some more over-the-road experience before they'll pick us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that was kind of a scary venture there, you know, going back to doing that, you know, as company drivers. And he's definitely a source of courage for me.
Oh, that's wonderful. So you're doing it together, huh?
We're doing it together. We are. And But recently, you know, last we talked, we had gone to the no-grain, no-sugar diet, and we fell off the wagon for about a week, and we're trying to get that going again, and I think part of what happened was he proposed the night before we had to get back on the truck, and we kind of over-celebrated. And so we started out feeling a little rough, and it felt like every morning was an exercise in willpower, and I just, and I think, so I was starting to look at, like, the foods we were eating, and I'm thinking maybe we're not getting enough fat. So I feel like I'm hungry all the time, eating much the same things I was before, and having a hard time getting enough of the vegetables. You know, I eat, like, some cherry tomatoes and carrots and hummus at lunch with some meat wraps, you know, there's no tortillas or bread or anything like that.
Right.
And I was eating that already. It wasn't a huge shift making this change. But then, you know, by the time dinner would come around, I'd just be too tired and drained and hungry. And just like, I don't want to eat. And then it just got to where, I just have to eat. So then we're hitting the truck stops, buying garbage. And I was like, well, this is worse.
Yeah, it's a slow slope and a vicious cycle at the same time. So, Cheryl, like, what does a day look like to you? The ones that you're talking about being hungry, what do those look like to you?
I eat just enough to feel like I've eaten enough, but I don't really necessarily feel full. But I always kind of eat like that anyway. And
so
then,
what are you eating?
I'll have a bowl of that Fay yogurt with blueberries or raspberries in it, but I can't find the full-fat version in Walmart, so I get the 2%. I'll have a hard-boiled egg and, like, a couple pieces of bacon.
Okay.
And then I'll have, like, probably a cup full of mixed nuts that, you know, we mix up ourselves with, like, maybe another small handful of berries. And then I'll have, like, a couple of lunch meat and cheese wraps. We call them wraps, but there's no bread on it or wheat or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Some carrots and hummus and cherry tomatoes. And use another hard-boiled egg. And then I'll try to eat like a half avocado, but we've been having some trouble with the avocados lately, finding them.
Getting them ripe.
Yeah, I bought a bag and they just never ripened. They just got really hard.
Yeah.
They just stayed hard.
Yeah.
But I think really, I mean, the avocados probably our best source is, you know, the healthy fats. And then I got some salami because I'm looking at the lunch meat and it's like turkey and ham. There's just not a lot of fat in that. And I haven't, I haven't been on like the low fat, you know, paying attention to it too much. I've just sort of shifted my eating habits over the years to where I don't crave the fatty stuff. And so I think I need to shift my thinking more and look for more of the fatty foods instead of going on the default mode and just going, well, this has got stuff in it, and it's not a grain, and it's not a sugar, so I can eat it.
I see. Yeah, I see. And be careful of the lunch meat, too. And that's kind of why you're getting hungry towards that. When you're talking vegetables, too, are you, like, on salads or anything?
Well, what happens
I do.
I mean, I like spinach salad with, like, you know, maybe putting some salmon in it and,
you know, tomatoes and carrots. But what's happened is by the end of the day, and I get back and it's just like I just don't feel like doing anything.
we need some strategy.
Yeah, I guess that's really what it's called, is a little encouragement and maybe, you know, some strategy, some input. Does it sound to you, from, you know, what you've been absorbing? Have you gone to this yet?
When I lost my weight, it was 2007, it was, I had lost 53 pounds back then, and that's the way my body reacts to low carb. It was back then, it was called low protein-sparing modified fast. It was low fat, though, and it worked out okay, but what happened to me then was, because I'm still afraid of fat back then, you know, now this is 10 times easier because I believe in the good fat. And I just, it just feels right too. My body feels right. Because what happened was I started gaining weight back when I started doing endurance running because I fell into that carb loading thing. And it's really fascinating what your body does to that. Now, what you might be, Cheryl, too, is just a couple suggestions to Sue. Just know that when you fall off the wagon, which we all are going to do, you do, though, start kind of back at square one as far as the craving part. So you're going to need to take that, you know, 2-3 days. 3 days was my magic number where all of a sudden those cravings were gone again. That is the wonderful thing about the low carb, it being in ketosis and so forth, is, I mean, it's like night and day when you get rid of those cravings. So give yourself some patience to really, really stay the course, getting back on it. And it stinks because, it just is. And you got to give yourself some grace for that time you fall off, especially celebrating an engagement. So do that. Just know it's part of the process, just like you did when you first went no grain. The other thing is to have a strategy in place. Have, you know, it sounds like you have the nuts available in that, but make sure you're not letting yourself go hungry, that you're having, you know, you said the avocados. So if you're not able to get good avocados, then, you know, you got to have that olive oil handy or the coconut oil to have a cup of coffee with, a tablespoon of coconut oil in it.
I haven't tried that. How is that? Coconut oil in the coffee.
I love it. Now, I haven't done the full bulletproof coffee right now. I haven't done the grass-fed with the butter. I do use coconut oil, period, but in the mid-afternoon when I would start hitting my slump, I would just make a cup of coffee, and I do use heavy whipping cream, but I would put 1 tablespoon of that. And I am not a coconut lover. Like, I can't eat raw coconut, but I love coconut oil. I just recommend, I just keep a spoon handy to keep stirring it up. But it is the most satisfying drink I feel in the mid-afternoon because I like my coffee.
Okay.
So,
I'll try to turn John on to that because he's having trouble getting away from the creamer because he's a recent inductee into the world of coffee. I got him off of energy drinks. And so she says good for you. And so coffee is relatively new to him, just in the last, you know, 2-3 months at the most. And so, and I was thinking if we could get to the, you know, like a half and half type of thing, but if you could put that coconut oil in there, if you give that a try,
you want to stay away from half and half. Go for the real heavy whipping cream for your coffee.
Oh, okay, the stuff that you would use if you're going to make your own whipped cream?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Use that.
That'll make it nice and thick, too, more consistent like it gets when you put the creamer in it.
Yeah, it's satisfying. So those are my go-to. And, oh, my gosh, I am so bummed when I can't find good avocados. So I try to keep those rolling. I just had to ask about avocado before. But I use I have a Nutribullet. So I have frozen spinach and my cucumber and lemon in the freezer all the time. I'm not sure what do you have in the truck with you. Do you have a freezer available, a small freezer?
A very small freezer. It's a built-in fridge. The company provided a fridge with a real small freezer, but then we've got one of those Coleman electric coolers up in the top bunk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we're able to carry a fair amount. I think I need to do, we're on our way home here once our relay load gets here. I need to sit down, and I think we got burned out because a lot of what we were eating
before worked. We just got rid of some things, you know, so we were already eating, like, the lunch meat. And I found some by Hormel that's pretty. It doesn't have the nitrites in it yet, I think.
Okay. And you know what?
So
that's
we were already doing
that.
Yeah.
Good. Oh, I'm so proud of you. That is great.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
That is great.
Good, a little boost here. So it just, I need to get more fat, a little more variety, huh? And probably just more quantity because.
Yeah, you know what? And give yourself that time to just get back on it. So I challenge you for this week. I want to hear you next week tell me how it went for you. Like, what are some strategies you can place to try to. I would love to hear that. So. That'll help all of us because we all have those bumps, I'll tell you. And I have too. I've backtracked with this move. And I know you have to have your go-to things. And mine is that, you know, the coconut oil. And I do have standby protein powder that I use. I don't use as much as I used to before, but I have a protein powder that I love. And I will mix it with almond milk and coconut oil. And so I do that in my NutriBullet when I don't have time for something. That'll you know, last me forever then. So, yeah.
All righty.
So I'm going to hear.
Well,
you're going to call
back
next week. Let us know how you guys do.
I'm going
to
call
back
next week. Did you hear that, John? I have to call back next week. I'm being held accountable.
There we go.
But that's what we do here, right?
The challenge, yep.
All right,
Kim. We'll hold you accountable. And again, I just thanks for calling because you're calling and saying, hey, need a little boost, and we all do. So thank you, Cheryl, for that.
Oh, well, thank you, Kim, and thanks for the show. You guys are doing amazing things.
Have a great week. Thanks so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Have a great week, Cheryl.
Thank you. You
bye
too,
now.
Kim. Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh, you guys are so great. Thank you so much because you keep me going. Oh, you're so motivating, and I'm so proud of you. So we are going to head here to... We're going to talk to Tom. I don't know where you're at, Tom. Where are you at today?
The state of confusion. I'm on my way to denial.
Oh, my gosh. That's a new one. I'm going to have to
remember
that.
Or New York State. Either one works. So.
Okay. There we go. Well, hey, it's nice talking to you. I just, like I said, I had spotted you when I was posting the show, so it's good you called in. I'm glad you called in.
Well, you actually reminded me to call in because it seems like the last several Fridays when I've been wanting to call in, by the time your show comes around, I forget because either I'm on a conference call that has to do with gas or sleeping. So
there we go.
They've been keeping me busy, to put it mildly.
I bet. Well, that's pretty exciting because what are we at, about 6 weeks?
Just about 6 weeks. I mean, I think it's just over, it's just about 6 weeks. It's 27th, 28th, and 29th of August.
Okay, great. I hear there's a lot of exciting things going on there.
Yeah, there is. And you know, you're kind of saying, you've been asked today what stepping out of the comfort zone for a lot of people is. Actually, for me, this has been kind of stepping out of my comfort zone this year in a lot of ways because myself, along with the Trucking Solutions group and people from Random O'Reilly, we got together and basically said, it'd be great if we did stuff that was more driver-focused, health-focused at the Great American Truck Show. And it actually, several of us blame it on Dorothy Cox. And she had the idea for quite a few years that a mammogram unit needed to be at the truck shows. So she approached Linda Caffey and the Trucking Solutions group, and they started working on it. We thought we were going to have it for Matt this year. It fell through. But the great people over at Randall Riley, when they learned about it, said, we really like to try to bring the mammogram unit here, and there will be one offering free mammograms to basically anyone who needs one during the truck show. But they said, we want to do a little bit more than that. We want to do a better driver experience and health pavilion. So Rick Ash with Trucking Solutions Group, along with Linda Caffey, Les Willis, and myself from Road Tested Living, we started kind of forming back and forth, and Rick spent a lot of time lining up various groups that are going to come in to do screenings, ranging from vision acuity to your typical blood pressure, BMI, cholesterol, blood sugar screenings, the basics, to some of the other ones as well, so that by the time you leave the truck show, you're going to have a pretty good idea of what your health is, There will be doctors there you can talk to about various concerns you may have. There will be a pharmacist there you can talk to about issues. Kroger Foods is sending one of their registered dietitians down, who's worked quite a bit with drivers, to basically answer any questions about drivers may have about nutrition. So, you know, for some of these people who are calling with some of the questions today, if you're going to be at the truck show and want to get some more ideas, they'll actually have a full-blown dietitian there who can help you figure some of this stuff out. And then my main focus has been on what we call the health stage, which is basically putting together presentations for the drivers on, you know, various topics that will interest them, whether it's, you know, weight loss or exercise or bicycling on the road. We're actually having a Canadian driver who's coming down to talk about a program that he has convinced his company in Canada called Cat Transportation to start, where they're basically going to help the drivers purchase bikes as well as make them available at their terminals for their drivers. So, you know, there's some really exciting stuff that's going to be going on. And then somebody has been convinced into doing some cooking demos as well. I don't know who that could be.
Well, that's great. Well, so tell Tom, it's just really exciting that everybody's done to pull together to, again, the whole community of everybody taking notice to, you know, that health is so important. So where do they find you? Do you know where that is right now?
You mean if you go into into the main area, the easiest way to find us, if you're at GATS last year, it's where the recruiting pavilion area was last year. And if you're not familiar with where that is, find the Freightliner booth. And then look, if you're standing in the Freightliner booth, look to the right-hand corner of the convention center, and that's where we're going to be. There will be a giant sign there that should say the Landstar Fit for the Road Health Pavilion. But we're basically going to be in the upper level of the show floor, probably about 500 to 800 feet from the Freightliner booth. So if for some reason you don't see the big Landstar Fit for the Road Pavilion, find the Freightliner booth, and you should be able to see it from there, or they can tell you how to find us.
Okay, great. Well, that's exciting. Well, hey, Tom, thanks for calling again and letting everybody know about that. And good luck here these last few weeks leading up to it. I'm sure it'll be very busy and very exciting.
Oh, it is. And the last thing, though, is before I forget, if anybody is interested, mm-hmm. you can get more information, both at Road Tested Living. That stuff should be going up hopefully this weekend. The TruckingSolutionsGroup.org, but also probably just as importantly, TruckShow.com, which is the official GATS website, because
great.
If I'm not mistaken, there will be registration has been requested by the group that's providing the mammograms so they can better organize things. So it will be free, but it will be an online registration form that should be going up soon. So it's one of those things that's something that, you know, whether you're a lady driver or you just ride in the truck with your husband or a significant other and you haven't had a mammogram recently, this is a great opportunity to get one. And by the fact that, you know, the Trucking Solutions Group and other people are raising money to keep this for those who need them, you know, there's really no good excuse not to get one.
Yeah, good, yeah. Got to keep up on it. Well, that is fabulous, Tom. Thank you so, so much. And I'll have to find out from you, like, what link I can share on my page as well, okay? I'll get that from you.
Not a problem. Stay in touch, Kim, awesome. And I'll definitely give you all that information that I can.
Sounds great. Be safe, Tom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, you guys. So, yeah, if you are planning to go to GATS, it is pretty exciting with what so many people have been together to make this happen for everybody. So be sure to make a plan to go visit them. I believe they have a 5K going on, too, that you could walk or run and just be a part of the excitement. So we are going to head to Idaho and talk to Jerry. Jerry, thanks for calling in.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. Yourself?
I'm doing good. So what would you like to share or ask? Or
I got a few questions on the ketogenic diet. I'm really new into it. I just started learning about it. I got the book, but I'm looking for, like, where I can get more information as far as, like, the list might go.
As far as what might go?
As far as the list go, like, what to eat, you know, and where to shop to get it.
Okay. And I have a link. I do a lot of research online. I don't specifically have a list. I have a link I could send you. Here we go. Link I could send you that I sent to Scott that has to do with, you know, like for the first couple weeks, what to do. And what book did you read? What did you share with me that? What book did you read?
I've just kind of skimmed through it, but it's basically everything you need to know about the ketogenic diet. And
mm-hmm.
there's some recipes in the back of that, but like I said, I'm still learning, you know, I'm just getting into this and I'm,
yeah.
you know, I'm really excited about doing it, but I'm just not quite sure where to go, like where to shop to get the food.
And you know what, and you could shop pretty much anywhere. How long are you out on the road when you are out?
Typically 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
You know, so.
Do you have a refrigerator? Tell me what you have in your attraction.
Yeah, I just recently bought a grill to cook the meat on. I got the fridge.
Oh, great.
I'm just having a hard time finding the food.
Okay.
I mean,
well,
some of them seem pretty basic, but I mean, at the same time, it's, you know, do you need a Whole Foods store? Can you actually find this in like a local grocery store?
Yeah, I mean, you can find it. Look, I would start with that. You want to, of course, go, you know, ideally with the grass-fed beef and so forth, you know, omega-3 rich eggs if you can. But if you can't find them right now, stick with the basics, you know, with your meat, beef, lamb, pork, chicken, bacon, fish. If you like salmon, that's actually excellent. Eggs are my go-to. Like Scott had said, he starts his day with some eggs and some cheese. Butter, coconut oil, olive oil, cheese, heavy cream. So you want to stick with, you know, you're just staying away from pretty much, you know, all your breads, all your grains, all your sugars. So if you go to the store, stick around the outside, stick in the produce, load up on your green vegetables, your peppers, tomatoes, cucumbers. If you and get your eggs, your cheese. I start my day off with either a protein drink or with eggs. This morning I had some eggs with a little bit of cheese on it and 2 pieces of bacon. My son made some bacon, which was awesome. So, and then like Scott was saying, he grills out. You can grill out your meat ahead of time if you have the opportunity to cook like on one day and prepare some things ahead of time and package them to make it simple. And that you can just grab them that way. But believe it or not, and I can send you, I'll get your email and also post it on our Facebook page, but I'll send you a link to two things. I sent Dr. Phil McAtone had the 2-week plan. That was very, very simple. I also found a great webpage called authoritynutrition.com that had and I was going to share this with everybody, a low-carb diet meal plan and menu that can save your life is the title of it. And what I liked about it, it really listed all the different things that you can have. Now, I try to stay under 50 grams of carbs, so some people can tolerate more, especially if you're working out more, then you can try to put back in maybe some sweet potatoes, lentils, black beans. But that's the kind of thing you'll have to figure out for yourself what's working. This also has a little a menu for a week that gives some ideas. So that's kind of what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So
yeah.
I'll make sure Lisa gets your email and I'll send you that as well as I'll post it on the Destination Health Facebook page. But there's just a couple I have, and Lisa reminded me, I read the book called Art and Science of Low Carb Living for Endurance. I think it's for endurance athletes. It's by Dr. Stephen Finney. Fabulous book. He has a lot of recipes at the end of the book. That's very good.
What was the name of that?
Let me find it right here. The Art and Science. He has two. He has one called The Art and Science of Low Carb, but he also has one called The Art and Science of Low Carb for sports. Let me find it. Sorry. It's on my Kindle. Yeah, because he has a webpage, Art and Science of Low Carb, and he has a book that's by that. But the endurance book, here it is. for carbohydrate performance is the one I have. Art and Science of Low Carbohydrate Performance. So it's to be able to train your body to be fat adapted for like exercise, and so it's burning fat instead of, you know, before we used to carb load and so forth. So it's pretty amazing to let your body do the work it's supposed to do, you know, instead of feeding it the sugar to give us the energy. We're using our fat for the energy. But that's the one I have. At the end of the book, it has a bunch of recipes that are fabulous.
Okay. Where do you get the bulletproof coffee recipe as well? Can you just like Google that or something?
You can Google it. Mm-hmm. There's actually bulletproofcoffeeexec.com. And it will have the full recipe on that.
Oh, okay. You said Express?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's Bulletproof Exec, EXEC.com.
Oh, EC. Gotcha.
Yeah. I haven't done the full Bulletproof coffee yet. I use the coconut oil in my protein drink and in my coffee, but I haven't gone and got the grass-fed butter yet and to try it that way. But on my list. On my list for sure, because many benefits everybody's experiencing with that.
I mean, just in like this past week, I've been kind of researching what I could on it, and like I got the book and whatnot. And I just, I mean, any driver that's listening, I mean, this is we'd be crazy not to do this. So if you're like on the fence, just jump it, because this is going to be awesome. I can already tell that, you know, just by reading the books, you can see through it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
You can see, like, there's going to be so many benefits to this. It's ridiculous.
You know what? It's really easy. John Reed was one of our drivers that was on the show a couple weeks ago, and he lost 75 pounds by doing the no sugar, no grain, and the good fats. And, and I just lost my train of thought where he was talking about this. Oh, he did us so much, even eating at the truck stops, to prove that you could do that. Because you can go in and get the meat, you can go to the salad bar. He would stop at the store and get like a rotisserie chicken. I'll tell you what, that is my standby too a lot of times. You can go into Walmart or store and get a rotisserie chicken and get a couple meals out of that. It's simple. If you don't have time, you know, be sure and do that. So just, you know, stick close with us. Stick close to Kevin's show, because he's talking a lot about this now, and I'm so grateful he brought back, because like I said, once I started, I had lost my weight by low carb, but then when I started endurance running, I brought carbs back into my body, and I fought it then forever, like up and down and up and down. So I am so grateful that he's brought this to the forefront again, because it is just a great way, and it's a simple way to it's not necessarily easy, because it can get, actually sometimes, and I thought I said Scott, I was glad Scott was starting to do recipes, because you might find sometimes you were like, gosh, I'm just bored with eating this way, but have fun with it, because it's a lifetime of good, good eating at health.
Yeah, I just was kind of like, where do I go? You know, I'm kind of like, this is like a lot of the foods that are in there. It's like, I've never even seen some of these things. So it's like, I wasn't sure if it was a Whole Foods or you can actually find it at a grocer. So.
Oh, yeah. So let me send you a link to, especially those two, and just keep it simple at first. You know, sometimes, you know, if you don't have time, you can't think with it, you know, make yourself a hamburger and put avocado on it if you have it. You know, just that kind of stuff. And ideally, of course, you want the grass-fed hamburger, but if you can't get it, then, you know, don't get what you can at the moment. Okay?
Sure. Yeah, I did try the steak, the grass-fed steak. That was amazing. So.
Uh-huh. Oh good! Yeah, you're gonna find. You're gonna even enjoy the food even better.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. That's,
well,
that's
good for you, Terry.
Kind of the road I'm going. So, I'll give you an update. I'll try back.
Let me ask you this: how did you first? Did you first hear about it on the show, on Kevin's show, or?
Yeah,
did
I heard about it on Kevin's
about
show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually heard about Kevin's show, and then the link came through for your show today. So I actually don't even know where your show is located.
I'm part of the Let's Trip team, and we're all over. We're virtual, and, you know, Kevin and Lisa are out in Oregon. I would have said last week I was in Ohio, but now I'm in Florida. So that's what's so wonderful about our company. Yeah.
But, I mean, are you on the radio somewhere?
This is on Blog Talk. So it's just like, you know, when Kevin records his show during the week, we do that on Blog Talk. So then we'll have the link up for people. It's a podcast, so people can listen to it later.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. It's pretty exciting. It's pretty exciting. So yeah. I'm so glad you joined, got on board with that. So I'm going to send you those two links and the link to the book as well, because like I said, and I've got that on my Kindle. You can get it right away and, you know, read through it. It's fascinating. And then at the back have some really great recipes.
All right. Sounds good. I really appreciate your time. And you guys have a great day. A good weekend, actually. We're already there.
Oh, hey, thank you, too. And I want to hear how it goes, how your week was, okay? Give us a shout
next week. I'll give you a shout here within the next week or two and let you know how it's going, because I'm headed towards the house, and I'm going to put everything I got into this. So.
Awesome. Oh, good for you. Good for you. Well, thanks for calling in, Jerry. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right. You too. Thank you.
Bye now. Hey, guys, we've got time for one more call. We're going to head to Virginia. David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. It's my first time calling in.
Thanks. Thank you.
I just wanted to give some pointers. I've been doing this for about a month now. I feel great on it. You can't even compare. But the pointers I wanted to give, really easy to get the, if you have a smartphone, get the Pinterest app, or I guess you can do it on the computer too. And just search for bulletproof coffee. I did that, and it was because I heard Kevin talking about it, and like 50 recipes came up. So you can do that for ketogenic recipes, paleo recipes, any of that, and you get page after page after page.
Oh, David, that's one of the fastest. I never thought of Pinterest for that.
Yep, they're great for all kind of recipes and stuff like that.
Yeah, oh my gosh. So you guys, if you didn't understand, so I haven't been on Pinterest. Used to be my go-to to like a de-stressor to like look at, you know, you look at all kinds of, so many cool things. So go to Pinterest. You can either do it on your computer, and you said they have, I didn't realize they had an app, David. They have an app?
They sure do, yep.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So download the app, and then you can put in things to search for. So that is the best tip of the day.
Oh, thank you. All right.
Hey, well, real quick, tell me, you said you've been on this for a month. What good things have you been experiencing?
Just the energy is unbelievable. I mean, especially the first time I tried the coffee, oh my gosh. I was like hyper, and I usually don't have any kind of reaction to coffee, because I've been, you know, I was 20 years in the Navy, all kind of, you know, coffee every day, but I had the bulletproof coffee, and it just, I guess the fats in it combined with the caffeine is just wow. So if you haven't tried that yet, try it.
How's your sleep? You sleeping better? Have you noticed a difference there?
Yes, definitely. That all is a lot better. I'm not having
good
any.
Good for you.
I used to have like after I would eat, I'd have like what they call it, like heartburn a lot, and none. That's totally went away.
Oh, good for you. Good for you for sticking with it. That's awesome. Well, David, thank you so much. That, like I said, that is one of the best tips. You got me heading over to Pinterest after the show. So
next show, you can tell us about it.
That's right.
Telling everybody to call in.
You know what? That's exactly right. You know, like, I'm going to see what my favorite recipe is to try on there and share that. So, thank you so much, David.
Awesome.
Perfect. Well, you have a great weekend. We appreciate you calling in and pressing 1 to let all of us know about that. Thanks.
All right.
Bye now. Oh, my gosh, you guys are awesome. This just, I'll tell you, I was worried with my cold, and my cough went away, thank goodness, and I didn't want to think about not being able to be on here chatting with you guys and learning with each other, and you are so awesome. So be sure and find us, Destination Health on Audio Road Network on Facebook, okay? There's some other great Facebook pages out there, Heart Smart Highway, Tom mentioned Road Tested Living, Truck and Runners, again, shout out to Stephen and Sherry for finishing that 314-mile run. Ride and Roll Cycling for you cycling fans. And Tom mentioned the gentleman out there, Javi, I probably did not pronounce his name right, he just got a program into his company that is providing bicycles, and I reached out to him, and he has is going to be on the show here soon to share with us all that they're doing. His love of bicycling, and he's a driver on the road, has some challenges with weight, worked on that, and got back bicycling, just wants to spread the love that way too. So just such great groups, you guys, go find them. So again, you guys, your courage and bravery is contagious, and I thank you for that. Continue to spread it. And feed that courage, fan that fire. Time goes way too fast. So do something today, this weekend, that challenges you, that makes you scared, to do it scared. Tap into that courage, take notes, and just keep going. And, you know, I mentioned that thing with Dr. Seuss, and I love this book of his, Oh, the Places You'll Go. My daughter actually did a graduation speech for her high school, and she used this, and it's so great. So you have brains in your head, and you have feet in your shoes. You can steer yourself any direction you choose. You're on your own, and you know what you know, and you know are the one who will decide where to go. Love it. Have a great week, you guys. Until next week, be safe and do the hard work out there. Do good for someone and master this journey to health. Appreciate you. Bye now.